Father in heaven, we are blessed to open your holy and perfect word this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们有福分能打开你神圣而完美的话语。
May your word be proclaimed boldly and accurately this morning.
愿你的话语在今早被勇敢而准确的宣扬。
Give us ears to hear your truth.
赐给我们双耳，让我们可以聆听你的真理。
May your word be heard, acknowledged, professed, and felt.
愿你的话语被听到、被承认、被宣扬、被感受。
Lord, you are our glorious Redeemer.
主啊，你是我们荣耀的救赎主。
Teach us more about you.
教导我们更多关于你。
Your majesty.
你的尊严。
Your holiness.
你的圣洁。
And your love for us.
和你对我们的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉主基督耶稣的名祷告。
Well, I don't know about you, but I truly love Sunday mornings.
我不知道你是怎么想的，但我是真的很喜欢礼拜日。
I love waking up on Sunday mornings, knowing I get to come to church and to be surrounded by people who love Jesus.
我喜欢礼拜日的早上醒来时，知道自己可以去教会，周围都是爱耶稣的人。
The church is so unique.
教会是如此的独特。
There are many types of gatherings we all attend.
我们参加的聚会有很多。
Sporting events.
体育赛事。
Weddings.
婚礼。
Funerals.
葬礼。
Concerts.
音乐会。
Professional networking events.
专业社交活动。
Book clubs.
读书俱乐部。
Golf leagues.
高尔夫联赛。
Parties and celebrations.
各种其他的聚会和庆祝活动。
What makes the church any different than the vast array of gatherings that I just mentioned?
是什么样教会与我们刚才提到的各种聚会有所不同呢？
To answer this question, we must explore the right kind of church, the one that Jesus builds.
要回答这个问题，我们必须探索正确的教会，即耶稣建立的教会。
So open your Bibles, if you have them, to Acts chapter 2.
打开《使徒行传》第二章。
And let's explore the blueprints of Jesus' design for the church.
让我们探索耶稣为他的教会设计的蓝图。
Let's read the scriptures.
让我们一起来读。
And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation.
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
Verse 41 says, So then, those who had received his words were baptized. And that day there were added about 3,000 souls.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
Scripture provides us with three essential elements of a church that is built with the blueprints of Jesus.
圣经为我们提供了按照耶稣的蓝图建造的教会的三个基本的要素。
Blueprint number one, his church is built on the gospel of Christ.
蓝图的第一点就是教会建立在基督的福音之上。
Look again at verse 40. And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation.
让我们再看一下第四十节，彼得还用更多别的话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的时代。
As our scripture begins, we notice the preaching of words.
圣经一开始我们就注意到传道者的布道。
The urging and exhortation of the preacher who boldly declares to all to listen and to be saved.
敦促和劝诫，他大胆地向所有愿意倾听人的说，倾听的人宣告，要从这个腐败的世代中得救。
By what means can a man be saved?
一个人可以通过什么样的方式得救呢？
Praise be to God for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
感谢神赐予基督耶稣的福音。
The gospel is not a self-help book.
福音不是一本自助的书。
It's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
它不是快速致富的计划。
It's not a list of do's and don'ts for lifelong success.
它不是一份终身成功的注意事项的清单。
The gospel is not something we do.
福音不是我们做的事情，
It's something that is done.
而是已经完成的事情。
As Christ died on the cross, he declared, Tetelestai.
当基督死在十字架上时，他宣告 "Tetelestai"，
It is finished.
一切都完成了。
The gospel is good news.
福音是好消息。
The gospel declares the work of forgiveness has been completed by Christ.
福音宣告基督已经完成了他救赎的工作。
The great calling of the church is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
教会的伟大的使命就是传播基督耶稣的福音。
The gospel is a gift given to us,
福音是一份礼物，是赠予我们的，
done for us,
是为我们特别做的，
outside of our own abilities.
超过我们自己的能力。
Knowledge and personal, outside of our knowledge and personal merit.
超过我们自己的知识以及个人的功绩。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is that we cannot save ourselves.
基督的福音就是我们不能拯救我们自己。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 5, For I delivered to you as of first importance.
保罗在哥罗瑟前书的15章的3到5节说：“我当日所领受的，又传给你们第一。”
I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12.
保罗说：“我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三日复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给12使徒看。
The gospel must be the central message of the church.
福音必须是最重要的核心的信息。”
It is of first importance.
是最重要的信息。
We cannot allow this message to fall to the background or to be saved for special occasions.
我们不能让这个信息被忽视，或者被留到特殊的场合。
The gospel isn't a fad that goes in or out of style.
福音不是一时流行的时尚。
Our mission as the church is to do all things that please Jesus.
作为教会，我们的使命就是做一切让耶稣喜悦的事情。
And the gospel is the bullseye.
So, 福音就是我们的目标。
To my fellow preachers at Grace Chinese Church,
与我一同传讲神道的弟兄们，
we must preach the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们必须宣扬基督耶稣的生平、死亡和复活，
Preach it loud.
大声的宣扬，
Preach it boldly.
大胆的宣扬。
Preach it always.
始终宣扬。
When the Word became flesh, the gospel is the message Christ brought with him down from heaven.
当道成肉身时，福音就是基督从天上带来的信息。
Many church congregations prefer pulpit entertainment rather than gospel-centered preaching.
今天许多教会的会众可能更喜欢讲台上活跃的活动，而不是以福音为中心的布道。
Pastor H.B. Charles said some pastors would rather be life coaches than preachers.
H.B. 查尔斯牧师说："有些牧师他宁愿做生活的导师，也不愿意做传教士。
The Apostle Paul gave us one approach to combat false preaching.
”使徒保罗给了我们一种对抗虚假传道的方式，
And it's to preach the word.
那就是传扬神的话。
The church has a responsibility to steward the good news to all who would hear.
教会有责任向所有愿意听的人传讲好消息。
And brothers, preachers, woe to us if we preach anything other than the gospel.
弟兄们，我们恩典堂教牧小组的弟兄们，我们如传讲错误的福音，我们就会遭殃。
We cannot bend or water down or compromise the gospel.
我们的福音不能屈服、淡化或者妥协。
This means we have to preach tough messages about sin.
这意味着我们要传讲关于罪的严厉的信息。
We must expose the terrible nature of sin.
我们必须揭露罪可怕的本质。
We warn sinners to turn away from their sin and we urge them to be saved.
并警告罪人远离罪恶，同时敦促他们要得救。
We must declare that Jesus Christ is the only acceptable substitute.
我们必须宣告，基督耶稣是唯一可接受的赎罪祭。
Brothers, preach much of sin,
弟兄们，多传讲罪恶，
but preach much of grace.
多传讲恩典，
For we are all sinners saved by grace.
因为我们都是罪人，靠恩典得救。
Paul said, How will they hear without a preacher?
保罗说，没有传道人，他们怎么会听见呢？
Look at the words of God through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 32:29.
通过耶利米书23:29来查看神的话语。
Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock?
耶和华说：“我的话岂不像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗
Why would we ever preach anything but the word of God?
？”我们为什么要传讲除了圣经以外任何的东西呢？
We declare the word of God and hammer away at hardened hearts with the gospel.
我们宣扬神的话语，用福音敲打那些铁石心肠的人。
Jesus's church must have the gospel of Christ. Point number two, it must have the people of Christ.
基督的教会必须有基督的福音，其次，它必须有基督的子民。
Look again at verses 41 and 42.
让我们，sorry。
So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer.
让我们一起来看41-42节。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
Examine the response of the people that have heard Peter's preaching.
检查一下听了彼得讲道的人的反应。
They received his word.
他们接受了他的话语。
They were baptized.
他们受洗了，
And they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
他们献身于使徒的教导。
The people of Christ are those who have been moved to a heart conviction by the truth of the gospel.
基督的子民就是那些被福音的真理感动而改变心意的人。
They heard the truth and they believed the truth. They were impacted by the truth.
他们听到真理，相信真理。并受到真理的影响，
Their minds were renewed by the gospel.
他们的思想因福音而焕然一新。
The same gospel I preached just a few moments ago is the same converting message every true believer has heard and received.
我刚才传讲的福音与每个真正信徒都收到的改变心意的信息相同。
Any other gospel is not the gospel.
任何其他带引号的福音都不是福音。
We are a people who have gladly and humbly received the gospel truth with great joy.
我们是欣然接受福音真理的人，我们非常高兴、谦卑地接受了福音的真理。
We are not forced into believing.
我们不是被迫相信，
We don't reluctantly believe.
我们也不是勉强地相信。
But with an overwhelming sense of awe that God would save sinners such as us.
我们是怀着一种压倒性的敬畏之心，因为神会拯救像我们这样的罪人。
We are people who have experienced the new birth.
我们是经历了新生的人。
New creatures, as Paul would say.
正如保罗所写，我们是新造的人。
The people of Christ are the redeemed.
基督的子民是被救赎的人。
Covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
被基督的血所掩盖。
With Jesus Christ as our new authority.
基督耶稣是我们新的权威。
Next, they were baptized.
下一步是我们要受洗。
And I want to stop at baptism for just a moment.
我想暂时停留在受洗这个话题。
The mark of a healthy church is believers' baptism.
健康的教会的标志就是信徒的受洗。
The Bible teaches that baptism is meant for people who have willingly accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior.
圣经教导说，洗礼是为那些愿意接受基督耶稣作为他们主和救主的人准备的。
It's clear in verse 41 that after true profession of faith in Christ, baptism should occur.
使徒行传的二章四十一节明确地指出，在真正信仰基督之后，应该进行洗礼。
And Romans 6:4 is the picture of full immersion baptism.
罗马书六章四节将洗礼描绘成为全身的浸礼。
Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
罗马书六章四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
This is where full immersion baptism is illustrated.
这里展示了全浸式的洗礼。
In being symbolically buried with Christ and raised from spiritual death to newness of life.
象征性的与基督一起埋葬，从属灵的死亡中复活。
There isn't anything magical about baptism.
洗礼没有什么神奇的地方。
But it's an act of obedience and a picture of dying to your old self and being raised for new life in Christ.
但它是一种顺服的行为，是一幅摆脱旧我，在基督里获得新生命的画面。
Christ commands baptism in Matthew 28:19.
基督在马太福音的二十八章十九节命令要受洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
The people of Christ receive the word and they're baptized.
那些爱主的门徒，他们接受了这个信息，他们受洗。
And they are devoted to the apostles' teaching.
并且呢，他们致力于遵守使徒的教导。
The mark of a healthy church is a relentless teaching of the Bible.
健康教会的标志就是坚持不懈的教导圣经。
From small groups to our main worship services.
从我们的小组到我们的礼拜的仪式。
The new believers had a hunger and a thirst to learn more about the doctrines of grace and salvation and justification by faith.
新信徒如饥似渴地学习更多关于恩典、救赎、因信称义和罪的教义。
And learn more about the doctrines of sin and God's sovereignty and heaven and about the church.
并且学习关于罪、神的主权、天堂和教会的教义。
And the apostles would go from home to home and teach day and night.
那些使徒们会日夜走访各家各户传道。
What does this sound like, this teaching and learning and teaching and learning?
这听起来像什么呢？教与学，教与学。
This is discipleship.
这就是门徒训练。
Discipleship is not limited to Sunday mornings.
门徒训练不仅局限于礼拜日的早上。
Discipleship is not limited to the confines of this church building.
门徒训练不仅局限于教会的这个建筑物中。
Discipleship happens at homes and restaurants.
门徒训练发生在家里，发生在餐馆。
At coffee shops and at lunch hours at work.
咖啡店或者我们工作的午餐的时间。
Discipleship happens in group chats when we encourage each other.
门徒训练发生在我们群聊当中，而且发生在我们互发短信鼓励彼此的时候。
And through discipleship, our Bible understanding transforms from a set of rules to a love letter from God.
通过这一系列的门徒的训练，我们对圣经的理解就从一套的规则转变为来自神的一封情书。
The scriptures transform from rules that say I can't or I must to God is protecting me. God has a promise for me. God has a plan for me.
我们对圣经的理解刚开始是说我不能，我必须的这种规则转变成了神在保护我，神对我有一个承诺，神对我有一个计划。
In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian eunuch, we know that story well.
在使徒行传的第八章，我们都知道这个故事，就是埃塞俄比亚太监的一个故事。While
reading the Bible, the eunuch said, How can I understand what I'm reading if nobody will teach me?
这个太监在阅读圣经的时候说，他说，如果没有人教我，我怎么能明白我所读的内容呢？
Philip would go on to explain the whole scriptures, and the eunuch would be baptized. And tradition has it that he took the word into all of Africa, and they were saved.
腓力听到了神的呼召，他会来解释整本的圣经给这个太监。这个太监会受洗，传统上他将神的话语带到了非洲，并传播福音。So
church blueprints include the gospel of Christ,
the
people of Christ.
神的蓝图包括基督的身体。And
lastly, the body of Christ.
最后呢，就是基督的身体。
Look at verse 42 again. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, to prayer.
我们一起来看一下第42节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷。What
do I mean by the body of Christ?
我们所说基督的身体是什么意思呢？
The body of Christ emphasizes the connection that believers have with each other and with Christ.
基督的身体是强调信徒之间彼此的交通，以及与基督之间的联系。Christ
is the head, and we are individual parts of one body.
基督是头，我们每一个人都是身体的各个的部分。No
one more or less important than the other.
没有人比其他人更重要或更不重要。Paul
sums this up perfectly in 1 Corinthians 12:12.
保罗在哥林多前书12章12节完美地总结了这一点。For
even as the body is one and yet has many members, all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also in Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体。 而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。The
body is characterized by genuine fellowship.
这个身体的特点就是真正的团契。The
church is not just people whom God has called out. He has called us to be together.
教会不仅仅是神召唤一群人，而是神召唤我们聚在一起。And
I don't know about you, but I love being around other Christians.
我不知道你是怎样的，但是我非常喜欢和其他的基督徒在一起。If
the church were open on Tuesdays, I'd be here.
如果教会在礼拜二开放，我礼拜二也会在这里。Christ
has designed his church to be together.
基督设计他的教会是为了团结聚会合一。The
original Greek word for church is ecclesia.
教会的希腊语，就像Eric所说的，叫ecclesia。
The definition means the assembling together of God's people.
定义呢，就是指神的子民的聚会。We
are meant to be together.
我们被呼召要聚会在一起。
Look at the aspects of fellowship. Look at verses 43 through 47.
让我们看一下第四十三节到四十七节，教会团契的各个的方面。
And see if you find these attributes in the early church.
看看你是否能够找到这早期教会的这些属性。
Spending time together.
共度时光。
Unity.
合一。无
Selflessness.
私。
Praising.
赞美神。
And eating together.
一起吃饭。
Verse 43, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. They began selling their property and possessions and sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
There's one aspect that I think the church overlooks too often.
我在想这里有一点，很多的时候教会都会忽视。
Sincerity of heart.
就是诚实的心。
Every believer is called to lift one another up, to bear each other's burdens, to speak truth with love to each other.
每个信徒都被要求互相的鼓励，承担彼此的负担，用爱心互相说诚实话。
I want you to take a look around the church for a minute. Just look at each other for a moment.
我邀请你们看一看这个礼拜堂，看看其他人。
Look at your neighbor.
看看你的邻居。
Look at the people on the other side of this room.
看看这个房间另一边的人。
Teenagers, look at your parents. Sorry.
青少年们，看看你们的父母。
Parents, look at your teenagers.
父母，看看你们的青少年们。
Look at your elders and your deacons.
看看我们的执事们。
We live in a sinful world.
我们生活在一个充满罪恶的世界。
Full of people who are only out for themselves.
充满了只顾自己的人。
There will always be somebody in this world trying to do better than you.
这个世界上总有人想做得比你更好。
Somebody will want your job.
总有人想到得到你的工作。
Somebody will want the same promotion that you want.
有人想和你一样得到晋升。
Somebody will gossip and slander you for their advantage.
有的人可能为了他自己的利益而八卦或者诽谤你。
Throughout the course of your life, you may find two or three people who sincerely hope for your best.
在你的一生当中，你可能会遇到两三个真心希望你成功的人。
But when you're in the church, you are surrounded by people who want you to succeed in every aspect of life.
当你在教堂的时候，你周围都是那些希望你在生活中取得成功的人。
Teenagers, college is on the horizon for most of you.
青少年们，你们当中很多人都即将上大学。
If you're lucky, you'll find one professor who genuinely cares about you.
如果你够幸运，你可能会找到一个真正关心你的教授。
If you're lucky.
如果你幸运。
If you're lucky, you'll make one friend that you'll stay in close contact with the rest of your life.
如果你够幸运，你可能交到一个一生都保持联系的朋友。
When you find a job, they will want you to be successful so you can make them money.
当你找到工作的时候，他们会希望你成功，因为你可以帮他们赚钱。
If you're lucky, you'll find one true friend in your career.
如果你够幸运，可能在你的事业上找到一个真正的朋友。
If you're lucky.
如果你幸运。
But the church that Jesus builds,
但是在基督建立的教会，
the one that's rooted in gospel preaching,
扎根于福音布道。
the one that's filled with Christ's chosen people,
充满了基督指民的教会。
That church is rooting for you with all sincerity of heart.
这个教会正在全心全意地支持你。
And that truth stands for everybody here today.
这个真理适用于今天在座的所有的人。
In the church, you are surrounded by people who want you to succeed in your spiritual life.
在这个教会里，你被希望你在属灵上成功。
They want you to succeed in your marriage.
他们想你在婚姻生活当中成功。
In raising your family.
教育孩子上成功。
And in your career.
在你事业上也同样的取得成功。
The church sincerely wants you to please Jesus every moment of your life.
教会诚心的希望你每时每刻都能取悦耶稣。
The church wants you to resist Satan and his temptations.
教会希望你抵抗撒旦的诱惑。
And resist Satan's attempts to create doubt inside you.
抵制撒旦制造怀疑的企图。
And resist Satan's lies.
抵制撒旦的谎言。
The people around you want you to fight the good fight of faith.
你周围的人希望帮助你打好信仰的战争。
They want you to finish strong for Christ.
they 希望你为了基督而坚强地完成神的工作。
This is because true fellowship within the church is different.
这是因为教会内真正的团契是不同的。
Different than any sports team you'll play on.
不同于你参加的每一个运动队。
Different than every club you'll ever associate with.
不同于你加入的每个俱乐部。
The love of God changes how we love each other.
神的爱改变了我们彼此相爱的方式。
So when you say you're a believer, but you intentionally choose not to attend church, you are robbing yourself.
所以当你说你是一个信徒，但你选择不去教会的时候，你就是在欺骗你自己。
You are neglecting yourself of being surrounded by people who sincerely care about you.
你忽视了自己身边那些在教会里真正关心你的人。
Paul said it best in 1 Corinthians 12:26. And if any one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
保罗在哥林多前书12:26说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
We are all the body of Christ.
我们都是神的肢体。
It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or a preacher or a deacon or a follower of Christ.
不管你是牧师，你是执事，或者是你是基督的子民。
If you hurt, I hurt.
如果你受苦，我也受苦。
If your family hurts, my family hurts.
如果你的家庭受苦，我的家庭也受苦。
When you celebrate, we all celebrate.
当你庆祝的时候，我们跟你一起庆祝。
We celebrate life's milestones together.
我们一起庆祝人生的里程碑。
Marriages and anniversaries.
结婚周年纪念。
Graduations and childbirth.
毕业或者升职。
And most importantly, new believers.
最重要的，庆祝神的新的圣徒。
We cry together when loved ones pass.
我们会一起哭泣，当亲人失去亲人的时候。
Or at the loss of a job.
失业的时候。
Or a failed test.
或者你考试不及格的时候。
Do you see the difference between the church and any other social club?
你看到了教会和其他的社交的俱乐部不同的区别吗？
The purest form of sincere love should always be found inside the body of Christ.
最纯粹的、真诚的爱应该永远的存在于基督的身体里。
A healthy church should be a praying church.
健康的教会是一个祷告的教会。
Charles Spurgeon is one of my favorite preachers ever.
查尔斯·斯普金是我最喜欢的传教士之一。
When asked about the importance of prayer, he said this: I could as soon think of living without eating or living without breathing as living without prayer.
当被问及祷告的重要性时，他这样说：“我可以想到，没有吃饭或者没有呼吸的生活，就像没有祷告的生活一样。
Prayer is as important as eating or breathing.
祷告与吃饭和呼吸一样重要。
We often resort to prayer as the last thing we can do, when in fact, it should be the first thing that we do.
我们常常把祷告当做我们能做的最后一件事，而事实上呢，这是我们应该做的第一件事。
Church, pray for your elders,
教会为你的执事祷告，
for their sermon preparation,
为他们准备布道的时候，
for understanding the scriptures.
他们理解圣经，
For wisdom to lead the church in a way that pleases Jesus.
给他们智慧以基督喜悦的方式领导这个教会而祷告，
Pray for your youth.
为你的青少年祷告。
They have so many more challenges than we ever had.
他们的生命当中有比我们多很多很多的struggle 挑战。
Pray that people will hear the gospel and believe and be saved.
祷告，人们可以听到福音，相信并且得救。
Pray for your Bible teachers.
为你的圣经的老师祷告。
If I could sum all of this up into one sentence, it would be this.
如果我能用一句话来总结这一切，那就是：
The church matters to Jesus.
教会对耶稣很重要。
The church matters to Jesus.
教会对耶稣很重要。
Are we the kind of church that pleases our Lord?
我们是那种能让神高兴的教会吗？
Where believers are being spiritually fed?
信徒们会在我们的教会中得到属灵的滋养吗？
Where you find people who genuinely care about you?
在教会里，你会找到真正关心你的人吗？
Jesus sacrificed his life for the church.
耶稣为教会牺牲了自己的生命。
But the American church has entered into an era of comfortableness,
但今天美国的教会已经进入了一个舒适的年代。
where we can come and give our tithes and live the rest of the week trying to build the good life.
我们呢，可能这一周的一天来到教会，我们可以十一奉献，但在这一周剩余的时间，我们都在想着如何过更美好的生活。
All the while, we keep a clear conscience.
同时保持一个清醒的意识。
The church matters to Jesus.
教会对耶稣很重要。
And we cannot get comfortable and allow the enemy to infiltrate our church, our preaching, or our fellowship.
我们不能安于现状，让敌人渗透到我们的教会、我们的布道或者我们的团契之中。
Jesus does not lower his standards.
耶稣不会降低他的要求、他的标准。
Jesus demands our faithfulness.
耶稣要求我们忠诚，
And we are judged by how faithfully we follow Jesus' blueprints for the church.
我们通过忠诚的遵循耶稣为教会制定的蓝图而受到审判。
Through gospel preaching,
通过传福音、
baptism,
洗礼、
discipleship,
门徒训练
and fellowship.
和团契。
The seven letters to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3 are just as applicable today as they were then.
启示录第二章到三章中给教会的七封信，今天同样的适用。
Our job is faithfulness.
我们的工作是忠诚，
The results are God's.
结果是由神来决定。
He grows.
神让成长，
He adds to his number.
神增加他教会的人数。
If you're a visitor here today, we trust that the Lord has brought you here for a reason.
如果今天在这里我们有访客，我们相信是神带你到这里是有原因的。
God is at work in you right now.
神现在已经在你身上做工。
In church, we love our visitors, don't we?
我们喜欢来探访客，是不是我们的教会？
But I want to make one overarching statement.
我现在想说一句概括的话。
There is no such thing as the perfect church.
这个世上没有完美的教会。
There's no such thing as the perfect church.
没有完美的教会。
I promise you, I am not perfect.
我向你保证, 我不完美。
My wife will agree with that.
我妻子会同意我说这句话。
There's no such thing as a perfect pastor or a perfect preacher.
没有完美的牧师或者完美的传教士。
I promise you, I am not perfect.
我向你保证我不是完美的。
But there are many churches that blatantly disobey God's word.
那里有很多所谓的教会公然地违背神的圣经。
There are people in church leadership positions who have hurt people.
教会领导层中有些人伤害过别人。
They've done unspeakable things.
做过不可告人的事情。
And that is not okay.
那是不允许的。
But we're all susceptible to sin and temptation.
但是我们每个人都容易受到罪恶和诱惑的影响。
If you've been hurt by a church or a church leader, I want to say to you today, I'm sorry.
如果你被某个教会的领袖伤害过, 我在这里跟你说, 对不起。
It's because of man's sins that these hurts happen.
伤害的产生是因为人的罪孽。
But I say to you with every ounce of authority in my body that God loves you.
但我用我身体中每一分权威告诉你, 神爱你。
He understands your pain and your sorrow.
神理解你的痛苦, 理解你的抱歉。
And I pray that you won't reject Jesus because of another person's sin.
我祷告你不会因为一个人的罪孽而拒绝了耶稣。
I have one final reminder as our time ends.
在我们时间结束之前, 我还有最后的提醒。
You might be in a church that preaches the gospel completely.
你可能身处在一个完全传福音的教会。
You might be surrounded by believers.
你可能被信徒所包围。
And you might join in the fellowship of a church.
你可能加入了这个教会的团契。
But just because you're in church doesn't mean you're in Christ.
但仅仅因为你在教会里, 并不意味着你在基督里。
Don't be deceived into thinking that your attendance in church is the same as salvation.
不要被欺骗了, 以为你去了教会就等于得救。
You can be in church and not in Christ.
你可以在教会里却不信基督。
They are not the same thing.
这两者是不一样的。
You can be a preacher and not in Christ.
你可以是传教士却不信基督。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
如果有人信基督, 他就是一个新造的人。
Are you different?
你有什么不同吗?
Is there a noticeable difference in your life resulting from an encounter with Christ?
当你与基督相遇之后, 你的生活有明显的不同吗?
Does sin grieve your heart?
罪恶要你的心疼痛吗?
What does the cross mean to you?
十字架对你意味着什么呢?
Is it foolishness or the power of God?
它是愚昧还是神的力量?
What does the Bible mean to you?
圣经对你意味着什么呢?
Is it just another book?
它只是一本普通的书吗?
Is it a collection of nice stories?
是一本收集美好故事的书吗?
Or is it the words of eternal life?
还是永恒生命的话语?
Is it absolute authority over your life?
它对你的生活具有绝对的权威吗?
Do you treasure the word of God?
你珍视神的话语吗?
Is it authority?
是绝对的主权吗?
You cannot be a follower of Christ and have no regard for his word.
你不能成为基督的追求者却不尊重他的话语。
You can't ignore Jesus' words yet call him master.
你不能无视耶稣的话却称他为主。
You cannot claim Christ as Lord yet live outside of his authority.
我们不能宣称基督是主却生活在他的权威之外。
You know, I was never a reader until I started to read the Bible.
你知道吗？在我开始阅读圣经之前，我从来不是一个会读书的人。
Salvation made me love reading the scriptures.
救恩让我爱上了阅读圣经。
Your answer to these questions will tell you if you are in Christ or not.
对这些问题的答案会告诉你，你是否相信基督。
If you want to be a part of Jesus's church, it starts in your heart.
如果你想成为基督教会的一部分，那就从你的心开始。
Decide today and hand your heart over to Jesus.
今天就像决心把你的心交给耶稣。
The heart is the fundamental problem.
心是基本的问题。
Peter preached, and 3,000 souls were saved.
彼得传道拯救了3000个灵魂。
Today, people day by day are still coming to Christ around the world.
世界各地每天信基督的人数都在增加。
And today could be your day.
今天可能就是你相信基督的日子。
Believe in the gospel, and the Lord will add you to his church.
相信福音，神就会把你加入他的教会。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we ask for your guiding hand over your church that you've built.
天父，我们祈求您指引您建立的教会，